latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines, beginning with the news that Newcastle manager Rafael Benitez is confident talks over January transfer plans will happen towards the end of this week. The Magpies brought in just six new players in the summer transfer window, having won the championship in the previous campaign and having started the season well, sitting comfortably in the top half of the table. The quality of the Premier League has begun to take its toll on the Toon, who have slipped to 16th in the division, just 2 points above the relegation zone. More investment is desperately required for the North East outfit, but it is unclear whether owner Mike Ashley will pump more money into the squad due to ongoing talks over the sale of the club. However, Benitez appeared in optimistic mood when asked about potential January plans, and he expects more discussions to take place on later on in the week. He said, "We are working hard with the scouts, watching players everywhere." Meanwhile, Benitez has revealed that skipper Jamal Lascelles is close to returning to the Newcastle starting lineup. Lascelles picked up an ankle injury in the defeat to Bournemouth at the start of November and has been sidelined ever since. The Magpies have suffered a disastrous drop in form without their skipper, and Benitez is hopeful he can have the 24-year-old back in contention, potentially for the game against Everton on Wednesday night. He said Jamal Lascelles was nearly there on Saturday. Having players with personality when things are going wrong is good. I haven't picked the team yet. Finally today, and ahead of his return to St James's Park with Everton, Sam Allardyce has said he bears no grudge against Newcastle United owner Mike Ashley for the way he treated him during his time in charge. Allardyce spent 8 months at Newcastle before being sacked by Ashley nearly 10 years ago. The Everton manager has said that's all water under the bridge and added that he had nothing but respect for Rafael Benitez after a previously difficult relationship with the now Newcastle boss.